It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. Tell us a little bit about the department's community service officer.
In recent months, we hired Trish Peasy. She is taking the place of the animal control officer that was vacated last year in 2019. She's from Texas, and she's still in her FTO phase, and she's just trying to get her feet wet and learning about the community and learning the community in general. Right now, she's trying to learn everybody's streets, and she's real pleasant to talk to. Hopefully, if you have an interaction with her, stop her, say hi, congratulate her on her new job, welcome her to Parsons. She's going to be taking over various aspects of police work along with the animal control portion of it. She's going to help out with some of the parking complaints and maybe some of the abandoned vehicles around town. And as always, she's going to take care of the animal control issues that Parsons faces and its uniqueness. She's scheduled to attend some training coming up this year. It is from the National Animal Care and Control Association, or NACA, and they have what they call a training academy for animal control officers, or in our case, our community service officer. And it is called the NACHO Academy, and that's National Animal Control and Humane Officer Training. And that consists of 3 40-hour classes. So as a community and as a city, we are making a huge investment in the training of our community service officer so that she can give the absolute utmost care to our animals in our city and handle them with as much care and compassion as we can possibly get. One of the tasks that our community service officer is going to be dealing with, and that's the formation of the Chief's Animal Advisory Board. And we're really trying to put together everybody that wants to help out animals and really try to get them together under one roof so that we can discuss problems and issues and try to really pool our resources together to come up with solutions. I think a lot of the solutions are going to revolve around teaching pet owners and really taking ownership in having a pet. A lot of people just see it as it's my right to have as many dogs as I absolutely want to, and that's not the case. People need to, as Chief puts it, be a guardian of their animals. They really are a part of our families. Being able to bring all of the animal groups together under one roof for one common goal, that's really going to be our main goal of the Chief's Animal Advisory Board.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.